Hello, it's a beautiful Friday evening in China. Hello and welcome. This is Green Tea by yours truly, Colbin Green from beyond the seas in Asia. However, I must confess before this goes any further, I'm not having any green tea today. I'm having... I know. Yeah, I'm cheating. I'm not having green tea today, but I'm having a glass of Baileys on the rocks. Well, anyway, crucify me if you must. But anyway, after what I'm about to tell you, maybe you just might forgive me or even take pity on me. So I had somewhat of an interesting night. Yeah, I had a very rocky and interesting Thursday night, that is. So it turns out that the place where I work has been... Should I say this? Should I not say this? Well, the place where I work was under attack by the police force. This is a regular occurrence in China. You know, cops go and check where schools have foreign teachers. And I'm afraid yesterday we had visitors from the Department of Correctional Services in China. That is, I have no idea what they call themselves. But hey, anyway, I'm going to use the terminology that we use in my country. Yeah, so the police force came to pay a visit. And of course, they wanted to vet out that the company does not hire any teachers under illegal practices. And we're hauled into the station. That, of course, is after hours and hours of waiting in my classroom. I had to sit there and cooperate. I had to sit there and be under a watchful eye of a police officer, who was friendly, by the way. I do thank him for that. He was very courteous and very understanding. Hey, I even squeezed in a few conversations. Sorry, I was even able to squeeze in a few words here and there. But you could see that he was in no mood or was under no order to be making any small talks with anybody who's under investigation, so it appeared. So, fast forward to that, we were taken to a police station where we... we were in jail. We were in jail, honestly. An entire me. We were in jail. Well, it could have been worse, really. I mean, like, it's a laughing matter now, but last night it was not a laughing matter. So I did, however, promise you that I would tell you what happens to us in China. I did tell you I would actually give you a distinctive description of what our lives here are. So last night was actually a defining moment. You know, I literally thought, oh my God, this is green tea stuff. This is something that I need to talk about. I need to get on the app and just talk. And yeah, everything was processed. We're in a holding cell of some sort. I'm not even sure if I should call it a holding cell or something, but it looked like it. But then there were cops inside, and then there were other people in there. I mean, this is strange. Actually, it's a different experience. Not that I've been in jail anywhere else. I mean, I wouldn't be here had I been in jail before. But, you know, from what I see in movies and stuff like that, cops and suspects don't really mix in one, I don't know, like in one cell. I thought she called it a cell, really, because it seemed like a cell. I mean, there were, like, cubicles and all that, and then there were police... They were smoking, and then there were, you know, there was banter going on, you know, back and forth. And of course, there was nothing coming from me. I mean, I just sat there like a little pipsqueak that I tend to be in such situations. So I just sat there in the corner by myself next to my colleague, of whom I shall not mention. You know, this is not a name dropping session. I'll just be describing the events, which were unsavory, by the way. I'm laughing about it now, but last night was not a laughing matter. So they came and we had to produce our documents, everything checked out. We are legal. We're not hired under illegal practices. No, we are fully legal. We're educated and legal. Our papers checked out, you know. Well, I can, yeah. So I'm trying to be careful here. I'm not trying to divulge anything that needs not be heard by other people. And believe me, we're not about incriminating people here. We're just sharing experiences, right? So apparently the station was overcrowded, and then we were taken to this desolate area. Yeah, far-flung area, down the dumps in the ghetto. And a colleague of mine actually pointed out and said, hey, look, there's a spaza shop. Yeah, it really looked run down like that, like deep down ghetto. Yeah, places I've never actually reached, or places I even thought existed in the city, but we were actually driven there to give our statements in this rather looking abandoned building. And we kept thinking to ourselves, is this a police station? What's happening here? It looks abandoned, like an old factory. But hey, there was a security guard outside, and we asked the questions and we were let in. Okay, yeah, you are at the right place. So we went in and we walked into this big room, very cold, of course. I mean, the first thing I asked, where the fuck is the air conditioning? Because I'm wearing a t-shirt, you know, I'm freezing my ass off here. I'm hungry, I'm cold, I'm sleepy, and I'm cranky. So could we just get to it, please? Oh boy, did I know what I was in for? Well, since there was only one translator, my colleague was the first one to go in. She answered her questions, which of course were later relayed back to me. I answered all of that to the very same thing, you know, with translations here and there. And from what I could tell, that the system was not really, I don't know, there isn't much efficiency. I don't think they are used to dealing with such matters where they had to, I don't know, because in my mind, if these cases are common, they probably would have an already printed out document with the right questions for you to just fill in and get out. But no, guy was sitting next to me, puffing away at his cigarette, offered me. I said no, because I smoke vapes now. I don't smoke cigarettes that much. I think the last cigarette I had was on Sunday or something like that. I'm trying to quit then. Yeah, I'm trying to quit. So anyway, I said no to the cigarette. He smiled, I smiled back at him, but I was really breaking down. Like, I was just, like, in my head, I was already crucified. I was already incarcerated and all that. I was like, what the fuck is gonna happen to me? What in the world have we gotten ourselves into? How could this person do this to us? Yeah, I was worried. I was just a ball of nerves. And got through all of that. We answered those questions. And just as I thought we were going home, and then the turn of events, we had to go back to the first police station, which we were held at the first time. So we drive back there. My colleague and I are exchanging all of these words of encouragement and a few insults along the way, you know, cursing the people who have put us in this situation, which I shall not mention. But anyway, so we get there and we're thinking, no, we're just going to pick up the other people that came with us the first time. But no, we're not picking up anybody. We actually were there to sit. Oh yeah, I had to do my fingerprints as well. To do my fingerprints after 3 hours of sitting in that waiting area. Well, I said we call it the holding cell. Yeah, after sitting in that holding cell, which somewhat looked unconventional, but hey, you couldn't leave. I mean, you could do the bathroom, you couldn't talk, you couldn't do much. You just sit down. And I remember a colleague of mine tried to voice out a few concerns, and then he was told to keep quiet because he's in jail. You cannot talk. It's a police station. You cannot talk. You're in jail. You can't talk. Then I thought, oh my God. If people like us who are in no wrong are being told we cannot talk, that's literally the first step of your rights being stripped. Really. Anyway, so we proceeded and just sat there. I think I even caught a nap. Yeah, as disgusting as the place was, I was able to calm myself down enough to take a nap. Just as I was getting to La La Land and then I was shaken up, I had to go into my fingerprints. And I had to get my photos taken. I had to take my weight. And I'm trying to keep calm. I always go into this place that, you know, it's okay, you'll be fine. Just hold it together, dude. Just hold it together, okay? You can break down and bawl your eyes out when everything is done. And then this guy tells me, we need to take your DNA. And most of my friends know that I am shit scared of needles. I don't do needles. You should see me when I have to do my health checkup. Yeah, because we do it every year. They literally have to hold my arm down because I'm scared of needles. I don't like being poked. I don't like pain. I don't like pain. Unless that's the pain I've signed up for. I didn't sign up for last night. I didn't sign up for that kind of pain. I was there. I was, as I will repeatedly say, that I was cold and tired and sleepy. I hadn't slept. Okay, it was way past my bedtime. So after all of that process, the fingerprints, the footprints, the photos taken, and of course they finally talked me down into allowing them to take my DNA, which was a prick. You know, they pricked my finger and all of that. And fines were paid and suddenly we were free to go. Oh, before we had to go, we had to do fingerprints, you know, just stamp our fingerprints on the documents that we had to sign and all of that. And fines were said to be paid. So the right people paid those fines, which is why we were actually allowed to go home. So I got home around 6 in the morning. Was it 6 or was it 5? I'm not really sure. I was really tired. Anyway, I got home and I slept. And I thought, oh my God. And I remember watching TV and somebody said, I've got the jail stink. And I thought to myself, are you really going to sleep in your sheets with a jail stink? And I thought, my God, whatever it was, I'm sleeping. And I slept for an entire day. Didn't go to work. I want nothing to do with anything. Or anybody, for that matter. So, that's how my night was. Interesting and very scary, that is. But I am glad that the right process took place and people were cooperative. Those who had to pay for some things paid for that, and we were allowed to come home. Wow. That was a mouthful, right? But anyway, I just had to get up on this app and just address it, because hey, if I have to tell a lot of my friends this happened, that happened, this happened, I mean, I'm gonna run out of explanations. So put it on the app and talk, right? I mean, that's the whole point of the podcast. We talk and we share our Asian experiences. We share how our life goes here. We share what we get up to, what we do. We share the good stuff and the not so good stuff. And out of all the content I've created and shared before, it's not been good stuff, right? I mean, I dare will say such. It's been good. And today is actually the first time I'm sharing something unsavory, but hey, I had to get it out of there. You know, this actually gave me something to talk about. It was a bad experience, which we all endured, and yeah, it came to an end, and that's that. That's that. My God, I miss talking, but anyway, regular life resumed, and people have lives, we have lives, we have work, we have other commitments, but anyway, finally, I'm just sad that it had to take for the experience, the terrible experience, which we went through last night, for me to get back and talk about it. So anyway, I'll just have a sip of my Baileys and just cheers to myself and all of you guys, and toast to more fruitful and more savory content in the future. Nobody wants a depressed story. I mean, nobody wants to listen to depressing matters. Nobody wants to listen to people being being holed up in holding cells, you know, in foreign countries. So let's just have a sip and let's just toast to more fulfilling and more exciting stories to be shared on this platform. And yeah, well, I think if you want to have a drink, you can today, because I'm not having green tea. I mean, I haven't had green tea in like 2 days, and today I just thought, what the heck, I'm giving it a miss. I need something a little stronger. So here we go. In China we say ganbei. I mean, it means bottoms up. So ganbei, and this is green tea. Do not forget, it's me, Colbin Green, yours truly, from Asia. Yeah, I just said that I'm from Asia, but you know I'm from South Africa. But anyway, I'm putting legs here, okay? I'm trying to be humorous. But that's it. For this week, for this week's edition, I think we are kind of done. Yeah, I think we're kind of done. Unless if something as traumatic as what happened last night happens, then I'll be back in a jiffy. But keep the faith up. Love, light, peace, happiness. Prosper. Prosperous. Prosperous beginnings and endings and all of that. Let's just be all positive. And let's keep learning. And let's be safe. Is this the part I say I love you? Do I? I think I do actually love you. If you listen, I think I do love you. And if you hear that I love you, you're probably someone who's listening. So thank you for listening and hanging out with me here. It's unconventional, but hey, I mean, what is? It is life, right? It's real life. There's no script here. And that's about it. And for me and my bedroom, which is a studio, until next time, have your green tea with no sugar. And don't cheat. Namaste. Goodbye. Nisale kahle. And to my people, misala kahle. Thank you so much. See you next time. Bye. Chicha. I'm out of here.